Welcome to The Bookshelf. I'm Chris Messini. Tonight, as part of Spokane Public Radio's 40th anniversary celebration, we're presenting a special rebroadcast of one of the first locally produced radio programs ever aired on KPBX. The Pied Piper was a children's storytelling program which first aired in 1980, the same year Spokane Public Radio went on the air. Tonight's program is titled Walk a Mile in My Shoes.
The Pied Piper was produced at KPBX, Spokane Public Radio, supported in part by the Washington Commission for the Humanities.
While walking down life's road, you dream how different things would no doubt seem to step in someone else's shoes. And if you could, whose would you choose? Which doors to try? What paths to find? And how will you ever make up your mind? Try talking with folks you'd like to be, then play their roles in your fantasy.
I'm Jeff Cudley. I'm interviewing Guy Hawks from the Spokane Police Department. Guy, what is your rank?
I'm a patrolman first class, Jeff.
Okay.
I work for the traffic division with the police department.
I'm going to ask you a few questions. How many police cars do you wreck a year in speed chases?
Myself, personally, I have never wrecked a police car in a speed chase. But overall, department-wise, I would probably guess there is probably maybe three a year.
Okay. What kind of gun do you use?
Use a 38 caliber Smith & Wesson.
Okay. How many men on the police force in Spokane?
There's about 250.
What kind of training do you get?
When I first came on the department, I got 12 weeks of academy-type training. That's at the Spokane Police Academy. And on my own, I went to Spokane Community College and took 2 years of law enforcement training.
Is the training you get sort of like Army boot camp?
It parallels that line real well.
Why did you choose to be a policeman? What made you choose to be a policeman?
Probably first off, it sounded exciting, and I like working with people. I've wanted to be a police officer ever since I was about in the eighth grade, so it's something that I've thought about.
Do you feel guilty if you have to hurt someone?
I've never had to hurt anybody.
Okay, are you ever afraid?
Sure, I'm afraid.
Like,
you ever go down into a basement when it's all dark down there in the middle of graveyard shift, knowing that there might be a burglar and he might have a gun? You bet I'm afraid.
Why do so many people not like policemen?
I think basically probably the biggest thing why people hate police officers is that they resent authority, and we're a symbol of authority.
What do you say to people who are wrecking up stuff downtown, breaking windows and stuff like that when you catch them?
Well, first I identify the situation. Otherwise, if we're coming across something like a group of kids that just broke out a storefront window on Riverside, I ask them to come over and talk to me. You know, try to do it in a friendly manner, but still with a little bit of authority so that that they're going to respond to what I have to say. Usually the first thing I'll do is ask for their identification. So many times you start talking to somebody, and when you start accusing them, they will take off and run. You know, the guilt is right there. So if you get a hold of their ID, the first thing, if they decide to run, they can go ahead and run all they want. At least you know who you were talking to, right? If you get to the accusatory stage, who threw the rock, you may have heard the glass break. It came from that group of children over there. You don't really know who threw the rock, but it did come from that group. You get all the names of the kids. You make yourself a report, and then you refer it to juvenile. What happens then is juvenile will get a hold of them and their parents, and they'll have to come down and talk to the authorities. Restitution will be made to the store. Hopefully.
Motor 9, Motor 9.
This is Motor 9 approaching Northwest and Monroe.
Motor 9, signal at your office immediately.
Copy. What now? I thought I was supposed to be checking out this bakery burglary immediately. Oh well, there's a phone booth. Better give the lieutenant a call.
Sweet.
Yeah, Lieutenant, this is Jeff. Got a signal 8.
Right. Jeff, that's a false alarm on the burglary at Buddy's Bakery. Seems that Buddy's kids hid the dough just to get a rise out of him.
Funny, Sweet. So what are my new orders?
Riverside, Cubly. The tours are having a party.
So what else is new? You've already got half the squad down there, don't you?
More than that.
Not another crackdown.
Wasn't my idea, Chief's orders.
Yeah, and he's getting heat from the downtown businessmen.
What else? Get on it, Jeff.
Sometimes I sure get sick of taking orders. Jeez, you'd think it was rush hour down here. The exhaust is terrible.
Good evening, officer.
Oink, oink.
Say, is that your car you're sitting on?
Are you kidding? I wouldn't own this piece of junk.
Then I suggest you get off it.
We're not hurting it.
Yeah, quit picking on us.
You might want to stay off it. I'll be back again later.
Yes, sir.
Oink, oink.
Hotshot cops think they own the city.
Yeah.
Sticks and stones, kids, as long as you don't start throwing anything. Uh-oh, spoke too soon.
Ha-ha, you missed, Stucky. You're in big trouble now, sucker.
Oh, take your hunk of junk and get lost, Sauenheimer, before I put it in worse shape than it is now.
My pleasure. Good luck explaining your coming in to the cop.
Cop?
Look, guy, there's a cop. Run!
Police officer, hold it.
What do you want?
I want to talk to you about the window that just got broken in that parked car.
Yeah, what about
it? Careful, guy.
Shh.
Well, since both of you were so close by when it happened, I'll need your names and a little info.
We didn't do anything.
You can't prove a thing.
That's true. All I can tell the juvenile court is exactly what I saw here, and you and your parents and the judge can do the proving. Do you have any ID, miss?
But I didn't break the window.
Look, if I get the proper ID from you both, I can write out this report and get you both home, and the juvenile court will get in touch with your families in a couple of days.
Well, I don't have any ID. My name is, George. George Sauenheimer.
God, what are you doing?
Sauenheimer, huh? And the guy in the blue pickup you were yelling at is your brother. Is that true?
You kidding? That creep?
Well, seeing as you don't have any ID, why don't we just call your parents on the radio for proper identification?
They're not home.
All right, then. I guess we'll have to wait at the station until they get home. Miss, did you find your ID? Hey!
Ow, let go of my arm. I didn't do anything.
Then why are you so anxious to leave?
Police brutality!
Oh, guy, give it up. Here's my ID, sir. The window was an accident.
Shelly, you jerk. He didn't see anything. He's just bluffing.
Motor 9.
How do you know? Just tell him it was an accident.
Motor 9, go ahead.
I'm on the corner of Riverside and Wall. I'll need a car to transport two juveniles to the station.
Copy.
And I'll need a registration.
Go ahead.
That's on license number King Boy Charles, 9130.
What's that all about?
Well, gotta find out who owns the car and who gets paid for the damaged window.
Do we have to pay?
That's up to the court and your parents.
Do we have to go to the station now?
I'm afraid so.
My dad is gonna kill me.
Since you two will be taken into custody, I'll explain your rights. You have the right to remain silent.
Which is exactly what I plan to do.
Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law.
Yeah, I've heard it all on TV.
The juvenile court could transfer your case to...
This is Ben Harnettel, and I'm interviewing...
Father John Thatcher from St. Aloysius.
Okay, and this is my first question. Why did you want to become a priest?
Well, Ben, I thought of different things that I could do. I thought one time of being an aeronautical engineer, a designer, but I found, too, after considering different types of work, to be a priest and a teacher together seemed to appeal to me more than any other calling.
What do you feel about other people believing in other kind of gods?
Well, actually, each person might have a different idea of God. And we find that, say, in the tribes down in the New Guinea or in many of the faraway lands, people have some idea of a supreme being. And I think that's wonderful.
Why do all the priests usually wear black?
Well, actually, the black suit and the suit that I'm wearing now is a sign of my uniform or my service to other people. There's really no particular color that is required, except that the black has been chosen as most representative for the Catholic priesthood.
Okay, and what do you do if you have a problem in Mass, like lose something?
Well, actually, we have a number of servers who would also help us. Children your age who will be able to be attentive to anything that we need.
Do you ever lose your temper in Mass?
Well, sometimes you might become a little bit upset when you hear babies crying so loudly. Sometimes there might be a number of various noises around the church. But I think the prayers at Mass take your attention so much that really you don't pay much attention to others who are outside. You're trying to really apply yourself because you're performing this wonderful act of worship of God.
Yeah, earlier you told me about some balloon that popped.
Yes, that was an interesting situation. We had a special liturgy, the Mass, for the little children. And to make it home-like for them and that they could understand the happiness and joy of this celebration, we set up sets of balloons, clusters of balloons, on the four corners of the altar. And at that time, the little children and their parents came into the sanctuary and stood right beside the priest at the Mass. And that's when it happened.
My dear friends, welcome to our first
Children's Mass celebration of the New Year. We have passed through the
Christmas holidays with the gifts under the tree, the friends and relatives visiting, and the good feeling of celebration that God is with us. That is what Emmanuel means, God is with us. It's important to remember that God will never leave us. It reminds me of a visit that I had at the hospital the other day. And this day I arrived, Christmas Eve, as I did my usual rounds, visiting with all the children.
Hey, Father, good to see you.
Well, Eric, do you own the hospital yet?
Not yet, but I did give the head nurse my analysis of the inefficiency here.
Eric, you'll have to stop by the parish when your leg is better to evaluate our production.
I'm glad you mentioned it, Father. I made a small list here. Have you ever thought of having a special confessional line for people with six sins or less? Or how about a host dispenser? That way you wouldn't have to do the dishes at Mass. Here's another.
Eric, let us talk business later.
Sure, Father.
How is your Christmas Eve going?
Couldn't be better, Father. In fact, I already opened one of my gifts.
What was it?
A year's subscription to the Wall Street Journal.
Well, I must say that's a perfect gift for any 10-year-old. Here comes your parents, Eric. I'll drop by later when I won't be in the way. Merry Christmas.
Okay, Father. And don't forget to think about the confessional line. It would sure help us people on the go.
Well, hello, Patty.
Oh, hi, Father.
I see you've already opened your Christmas presents.
Yeah, my parents just left. We thought it would be nice to have Christmas tonight since I won't be home by tomorrow.
When will you get to go home?
The doctor says I'll be home by Friday.
Well, what kind of gifts did you get?
Oh, I got some great ones. Look at this. It's a computer football game. Press this button to go and this one to stop.
Boy, that's really something.
And look at this. Ballet shoes.
What is this?
Oh, that's a gift certificate for roller skates. My mom wasn't sure my size. You know something, Father?
What's that?
Well, all these gifts are really neat, and I'm really glad I got them. But, well, I would really like to be home on Christmas.
Yes, I know what you mean.
You do?
I had a lung infection on Christmas when I was about 8 or 9. Having to stay in the hospital that year, I missed all the great things that made Christmas special, like sneaking downstairs with my older sister in the middle of the night, or the warm glow of the fire on Christmas morning when we burned the wrapping paper. I remember that Christmas I got a model of a B-51 bomber airplane. I sure wanted that bomber. I had all the gifts I wanted, but tell you something, Patty, that I've never told anyone.
What, Father?
That Christmas night, as I lay in the darkness of the empty hospital room, I cried. I really missed my family.
Yeah, I know how you feel.
But you know something? As I lay there, the door cracked open, and in came an old woman who was recovering from a broken hip. She creeped over to the edge of my bed and said, "Merry Christmas." She handed me this rosary. It was then that I realized the meaning of Christmas. God is with us. I felt a little better, and as she left, I managed to squeak out, "Thank you." She turned and smiled. I've had this rosary for a long time, but Patty, I want you to have it. Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you, Father.
And so you see, children, it is very comforting to remember that God is with us. As we go forward into this new year, let us continue to be aware of this great mystery, and let us reflect on the great love and the life He gives so freely, and may we never forget that God is truly with us.
This is Hi, I'm Jimmer Garcia, and I'm interviewing Sunshine Shelley at KJRB. And today, the first question I'd like to ask you, what got you started being a disc jockey?
I started out not being a disc jockey at KJRB. I started out doing the Sunshine promotion, mm-hmm. where I drive around and pull stickers over in the car,
uh-huh.
okay? And I applied in my bathrobe. We kidnapped our junior miss from high school, my senior year in high school, and brought her to KJRB and said, hey, let's remind them about the junior miss pageant. And they said, why don't you apply for the job? So I did. I originally was going to become a marine biologist and train whales.
Oh, neat. Do you always know what you're going to say?
No. As far as me, when I go on the radio, mm-hmm. it's not written down for us. We have... you know how, have you ever done an outline? You just put down like just bare facts. We'll have a kind of it's called a promo sheet that says talk about this, talk about a dance or whatever is going on. But as far as actually having things written out, what we're going to say, it's ad-libbing.
How do you decide what record you're going to put on?
It's on a schedule. That way we have all our songs evenly rotated. You know, one song isn't played more than another song should be, things like that. We have, like, the top 30 songs, like Casey Kasem has his American Top 40, mm-hmm. and we go from there as to how many times they get played.
Okay. What do you do when the records are playing?
There are so many things you do. When the record is playing, I'm either running in the back room and ripping the teletype. That's where we get our news. I may be calling to check on the temperature. I may be going back to read the meters. We have to read the transmitter meters and stuff to make sure that we're not putting too much power out or too little power out. You have to do that every 2 hours. I may be calling the ski resorts. I may be calling on a news story that's come in. I'll be answering the phone. I'll be doing recorded phone bits, getting my commercials ready, writing down what I'm going to say, getting ready to give away movie tickets. There's so many things you do.
Do you get any crazy phone calls at night?
Yes. It's really neat. At night, I think a lot of weirdos come out. I had a call one night. Someone said that there was a baby duck in the middle of Division Street. And could I please find a home for it? Another person called and somebody's pet, like they had a hawk, you know, a trained hawk, had gotten loose. So I had people looking in trees at 2 a.m. for a hawk. it's just stuff like that all the time that makes my job that much more fun. People make it really fun.
Do you use a different voice on the radio than your regular voice?
Yes. I have a very, very deep masculine voice that I use on the radio. No, it's me. It's my voice all the time. Sometimes if I get really hyped, I'll talk fast or my voice might go a little bit higher or I'll kind of, you know, and stuff like that. Because you've got the music going and you really get into the music, that type of thing. The only thing I can think of that I do have done in the past is there's a song by Van Halen called You Really Got Me. And it's just really, really hard rock and roll. And it'll come on and go, down, 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 down. And when I do that, I'll say 790 KJRB, Sunshine in the Nighttime, and Van Halen. Like that. Try it. Go ahead and try it.
Okay. Van Halen. Uh-oh. Here come the phone calls. Gene Music Box Marine, Outline KPUT.
Yeah, Music Box. Could you put a message over the airwaves for my grandmother?
Sure thing.
You see, she likes to tour the avenue on Friday nights with her friends. She digs the lights and the noise. The doc says it's good therapy, but I gotta...
So what's the message for your funky grandma?
Could you tell her to swing by the house? She forgot to take her medication.
You bet. I'll tell Pill, Pop, and Mama to beat feet homeward pronto.
Thanks, Music Box.
The weirdos are out early tonight. Oops, this is Gene Music Box Marie, spinning those tunes by the Light of the Moon, here on the Night Watch Edition Rock and Roll. You're listening to KPUP Nonstop Music, and you're the folks who choose it. Just phone in and simply say what you want in Music Box to play. This next tune is for you, Roland, from the lady who ate your last jar of artichokes. Gene Music Box Marie, Nightline KPUT.
You Music Box?
Last time I looked.
Well, I got a request. Get off the air.
I sure will at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Thanks a lot, buddy. Gene Music Box Marine, Nightline KPUT.
Howdy, little lady.
Uh-oh, not another one.
I just wanted to say I think you're doing a fine job on the radio.
Why, thank you, sir.
For a gal, that is. And I got a real special request. You know the song by the Rancho Serenaders goes something like, playing with my ponies, little shaggy ponies, I like horsing around.
I don't think we have that, sir. We're a rock and roll station.
Aw, come on. It's real special. You see, it's my filly's birthday today, and it's her favorite song. Best Roper?
Sir, I suggest you try KRAZ with your request. They play country western. Crazy cowboy. Uh-oh, record's inning. What do I play next? With the schedule? Looks like, too much speed? Must be new. Oh, well. This is Jean Music Box Marie at KPUT. We got a new tune for you. Try out Too Much Speed by Zippy and the Vrooms. Dang it.
When you're finished with a hard day training your aardvark, you want a real thirst quencher.
Thank God for commercials. What's next on this list? Turning Japanese? I just played that 10 minutes ago. Boy, whoever put this schedule together ought to be shot. Where's my promo sheet? Oh, I'll go with the calendar of events.
You'll be sailing cool and high in no time.
And now, to find out what's happening in the Hopping Inland Empire, it's the Schultz, Swartz, Swanson & Son Spokane Calendar of Events. Remember, for that final finished flourish for your home furnishings, shop Schultz, Swartz, Swanson & Sons, makers of fine finished furniture from Finland. Phew. First off, there will be a Christmas gift swap at the Salvation Army this weekend. This is your chance to get rid of all those poor-fitting, tasteless gifts Santa's and mother-in-law's brought you. On Saturday, 12 noon, Joni McIntosh will be auctioning off her baby brother at the carousel in Riverfront Park. Joni says if you don't need a kid, little Timmy makes a great screaming alarm clock. For sale, one very large dog eats almost anything, especially fond of children. And in the music scene, Spunky's punk rock bell ringers will be the guest ding-a-lings at Lewis and Clark High School concert this evening. Show begins at 8 p.m. Be there with bells on. And finally, the Ribby Brothers come to the Coliseum February 12th. Tickets on sale at the Schultz, Swartz, Swanson & Sons fine finished furnishing shop nearest you. And that's what's happening in the Inland Empire. And what's happening here at KPUT Nightwatch Rock and Roll is nonstop music. Stay tuned for news at 5 minutes after the hour. It's coming up on 11 by My Watch and Time is Time by Andy Gibb. Speaking of news, oh, I haven't got any yet. Off to the teletype. Oh no, it's broken. The teletype is spinning blank sheets all over the floor. What am I gonna do? Maybe I can drag out the weather forecast.
Once again, the 10 p.m. temperature, 40 degrees.
Oh, terrific. What's with all the static? I'll just have to get a ski report.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
Oh, they're all out to get me. Jean, KPUT Music Nightbox Murray.
Huh?
Never mind. What do you want?
I was just wondering why the station went off the air.
Oh, no. How did the record end so fast? Hey there, all you KPUT fans. Sorry about the little interruption in the broadcast. Must be ice on the transmitters again. And now, the news brought to you by Kitson's Kites. Today is Monday, January 19th, 1981. In the news today, nothing happened. But remember, folks, no news is good news. And now, this message from our sponsor.
Hey kids, you got problems with kite eating trees in your neighborhood? Order a super deluxe Kitson kite today and you'll get a mini chainsaw free. That's right, absolutely free. Our kites are guaranteed to be...
In today's Pied Piper, Walk a Mile in My Shoes, you heard Jeff Cubby, Ben Harnito, and Jean Marie Garcia take on the roles of Patrolman Guy Hawks, Father John Thatcher, and disc jockey Sunshine Shelley. Other participants were Troy Nickerson, Shauna Birch, Mary Hawkins, Charlie McCoy, Mr. and Mrs. Garcia, Christy Schultz, and Jesse Jones.
The Pied Piper was produced at KPBX Spokane Public Radio by Robin and Mark Woolman, supported in part by the Washington Commission for the Humanities, a state program of the National Endowment for the Humanities.